This is it, the ultimate wellness show just for you. Wellness for Life Radio with Dr. Suzanne Bennett.
Have you heard of Naked Food Magazine? Now, Naked Food Magazine is the leading whole food, plant-based nutrition consumer publication with a big mission to promote a plant-based nutritional approach to reverse and prevent disease. The magazine covers areas such as nutrition, prevention and healing of disease, wellness, fitness, recipes, lifestyle features, and tips. I am so thrilled to welcome the founder and editor-in-chief, Margarita Restrepo, to Wellness for Life Radio to discuss all of the fun nakedness that she has been promoting. Welcome, Margarita.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
Margarita, what do you mean by naked food? And I know it has nothing to do with being butt naked and eating good food. What do you mean by naked food?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. Actually, you know, naked stands for the New American Kind and Enlightened Diet. That's exactly what it means. And naked really refers to food that loves you back. It's food that does not have any type of additives, toxins, colorants. In other words, it's food that is really true food in its prime state. You know, nothing added, nothing toxic to our health. So it's completely naked.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying, you want pure food like from earth to mouth directly, something that is so
correct,
natural without it being adulterated with toxins and GMO and fertilizers and everything else that we deal with here in America and a lot of other countries.
Exactly.
But of course, that's specifically what I promote also, because I know there's so many allergies, so many diseases out there these days. And it's a lot has to do with what you put into your body. So can you tell us what spurred you to make this magazine, Naked Food Magazine?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. You know, the inspiration to the magazine actually came from a personal tragedy, unfortunately. My boyfriend passed away in 2012 from brain cancer. This type of cancer is called the glioblastoma multiforme. It's a type of cancer that is a primary. It's primarily located in the brain, and it's very fast, very bad. And you know, the amazing thing that I discovered through this painful experience was that when he got diagnosed with cancer, we both started a plant-based diet. This was because he did not believe in other kinds of therapies. You know, he did not want to do chemotherapy. He did not want to do radiation, you know, which are the things that doctors really advise you to do in this kind of case. There was really no cure for this cancer, so he decided to do a more holistic approach, and we decided mm-hmm. to start a plant-based diet. Just to tell you briefly, this cancer does not stop. In other words, there's no way for the cancer to really stop growing or stop developing. And after we started a diet, about 3 months later, he had another MRI, you know, like another scan of his brain, and the doctors were outstanding. I mean, they didn't even know what was happening, because they discovered that the cancer had actually had a reduction of 25% in its growth. And it was, I mean, unfortunately, it was a little bit too late for the time that we started the diet, you know, for a complete reversal of the disease or, you know, it was just too late. But it was an amazing result, you know, after 3 months for this kind of cancer. So, you know, he passed away 8 months later. And I decided to after really learning so much, not only about diet in our health system and what it means when somebody gets cancer, the fact that it has become a complete business. You know, it's a cash cow, unfortunately, for a lot of, for the insurance companies, for, you know, a lot of these products, these, you know, so-called medicines that they prescribe to people with cancer, and this applies to every other disease. So, you know, after learning and opening my eyes to this, which, you know, I really was not aware, I decided to start something that was an informational matrix, really, something that could inspire people to change, not because of fear, but because actually knowledge is power. When you know these things and you can apply them to your life, then the power is yours, and you have the choice to really choose what you want.
That's right. You know, what an inspirational story. I mean, absolutely, for you, yeah, it was an experience that made you look at life completely different, and you are helping now millions and millions of people, giving them valuable content, and from your experience, you're really helping the world in feeling better. Prevention is key. You know, I truly believe that there's three different reasons and that can cause illness in your body or problems. And number one is what you eat. 30%, or I should say a third of your diet, has something to do with why you're ill. The second is the environment that you live in. And the third is genetics.
Sure.
But we have the control of the first two, environment as well as the food that you eat. And I see that on your website, with nakedfoodmagazine.com, I see that you do just that. And I see that that's what you're striving for.
Sure. So, yeah, you know, it's when you explain to people that, you know, our bodies have a relationship with what's outside of ourselves, meaning our environment, and really the one thing that enters our body is the food. You know, besides the environment, that's the one thing that we put in our bodies. And even when you, like you were saying, is completely correct, you know, even if you have if you are genetically predisposed to something, it is your lifestyle that can determine, you know, the future of those genes either developing or, you know, promoting some kind of disease. It's really in your hands to make this choice. And that's something that people don't know. It's something
right.
that people, you know, when they get cancer or they get, you know, Alzheimer's or, you know, some disease, they feel like, oh, you know, well, that's my fate. I guess, you know, I'm older, or, you know, actually it can happen to any, you know, at any age. But it's really not like that. You know, it's something that we can at least try to do. It doesn't mean that if you do it, it's a completely 100% guarantee, but it's, you know, it's a great chance that you will not develop any of these things.
Yeah, that's so true. Absolutely, Margarita. And what you're saying is that, you know, although we have these genes, the genotypes of who we are, we actually can prevent the expression of these genes, which is called the phenotype,
exactly.
The way it is expressed. And that's such a great point to be made. I so appreciate it. Everyone, you got to go to nakedfoodmagazine.com. Also, one of my favorite spots is the Naked Friday. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Margarita. And to learn more, please go to my Wellness for Life radio page on Radio MD, and you'll be able to get more information about Margarita. I'm Dr. Suzanne, sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.